Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me, my co-host for tonight is Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate. Kate and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called the Late Night Poets. Tonight is our sensual poetry night, and if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And hello, Kate. How's it going?
Hello, my darling. It's going wonderfully, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yep. Couldn't resist a little bit of Death Leopard.
Oh, yes.
It was time for a flashback. So. But we got a wonderful lineup of poetry tonight from a couple of different contests that Naomi ran, carryovers from her last show, and then writes from a contest called Sensual Sighs. And just, I read through it earlier today, and absolutely some gorgeous stuff. Quantity and quality. Good stuff.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. It is a great
yes.
show on a Wednesday. I do look forward to it. It gives us a little bit of license to become a little more purple than we might normally be, perhaps.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I'm not sure what purple means in Scotland, but, you know, I'll agree with that because I like the color purple.
Well, I was only actually thinking of, you know, they say things like purple prose, where it's sort of like over the top and very, you know, yeah, over the top.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Nothing
All right, I thought maybe there was some, you know, like that was a slang term in Scotland or something.
Yes. Aye, we like our purple here, aye. No, no connotations.
I love you. You got a wee bit of purple in you.
Oh, dear. That sounded pretty good. Oh, my goodness me. We've started off already. I don't know.
I know. Absolutely. You know, it is. It is. Well, I am ready to get started whenever you are.
Well, you know me. I'm like that battery. Ever ready. And here we are. Color Reincarnation by Kay Heartless. Would you like to read this one, please?
I would be happy to. She's wearing my shade, Sagon red, a stop sign against cotton skin. Across the crowded event, her well-preserved porcelains, a dress like French architecture, spongy stucco below and arched up her glances, cherry firewood. I smell, sip, then slurp an oyster, watching the evening's pearl. Oh, how I long to shuck her. Call it drug addiction, but my new mission is to reunite those orphan twins. I'll play the beggar with a familiar grin. Mouths may be prophets, and we will absolve each other's sins. As she approaches, I can barely veil my veneration. Strike up a conversation until the tender sparks connect our mouths. Color, reincarnation, end poem. Oh my goodness, what an absolutely stunning sensual rite. And your thoughts, Kate?
I would say yes. I mean, that picture for a start gives you everything, doesn't it? It's beautiful. And then she's wearing my shade, Sagon red. A stop sign against cotton skin. Oh, yes, beautiful. It is very sensual, isn't it? You've got her well-preserved porcelains, a dress like French architecture. Just lovely. I mean, the mind pictures are just beautiful. But her glances, cherry firewood. So there's all these beautiful colors of red and the various shades coming into it. So, and it lifts it, doesn't it? It gives it that je ne sais quoi. Gives it something so interesting. And then that, oh, those last few lines. Until the tender sparks connect our mouths. Color, reincarnation. Beautiful. Very well, Kay Heartless. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sagon Red seems like a color name for like Revlon or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. But I love the imagery and metaphors in this. I like how the majority of this poem is sensuality without physical touch. Like it's really just, it's admiring somebody from across the room and desiring them. I really like that second stanza, and especially the mention of her glance's cherry firewood, because if I remember right, cherry wood, a darker wood, is one that, you know, is burns longer. Well, it goes, first of all, with the red lipstick, and it's also a fire that burns hot and burns long. So, you know, I thought that was clever. So just a wonderful write and very well done. All right. And what are you? I was going to say, what do we have next?
We have Sign of Sensual Behavior by Teresa Streschenkopf. What a beautiful name, Teresa Streschenkopf. Very nice. I suppose I will be reading this one once I get it open. Story of my life. Teresa, thank you so much for this. Sign of Sensual Behavior. Come to me, my dear, and play with me, and let me hear your sexy sigh of tonight's sensual bliss. Make me crumble upon your kiss and make my legs quake and shiver. Oh, sorry, shake and quiver. You have me now caught up in your sense of sexual seduction. Take me now or I will break. My body needs you. Now it's time to make me explode just by one little kiss. You know where that place is without a doubt. You make me explore other avenues of lust. Come give me your sensual sigh of sexual bliss. Sexual sigh of pure lusty behavior. Me release. Can do me that favor. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. And what a wonderful sensual write by Teresa. I really like how this is about that. It's emotive. It's passionate. And that desire for someone's touch and the need to have those sexual tensions released. I really particularly like that second stanza, make me crumble upon your kiss and make my legs shake and quiver. You have me now caught up in your sense of sexual seduction. Just wonderful lines and very well done. And Kate, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to apologize for stumbling a couple of times. I do. It's early on. I will get into my groove eventually, but I apologize for that. But I thought it was lovely. That first stanza set the thing for me, set the whole atmosphere up. Come to me, my dear, and play with me, and let me hear your sexy sigh of tonight's sensual bliss. Lovely, really lovely. And it just flowed from there. And it did, it flowed. There was something very liquid about this, something that makes it just catches your senses, and you are waiting for the next line, and then you have that make me explode just by one little kiss. Really beautifully done. I enjoyed it very much. And that last stanza as well, wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And what do we got next?
Next we have, now I don't know if I can read this properly, Tussle Sigmum by Sector Hunter. So it's T-S-U-L Sigmum by Sector Hunter. And would you like to read this for us, please?
I would be happy to. Mystical spells cast into the night, lustful delight taking flight. Soft lips spill naughty enchantments, causing divine fire, burning chains of desire, setting free all within, no stone unturned, exploring carnal sin, giving in to what you've yearned. Silken tongue tickles ears, stroking hardness until all inhibition disappears, draining life force to harness, becoming a sensual puppet for erotic pleasure, a delicious buffet beyond measure, locked away in unwilling servitude, made a shrine on display of damned turpitude, new incantations created to free every drop from temptation's burning plea. End poem. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, that was very, that was lovely. It really was lovely. The picture, oh, the picture's divine. Look at that. So you've got all of these mystical spells cast into the night. I like a little bit of mysticism. And then everything from there on is just lustful and delightful and beautifully written and flows so well. I especially like Burning Chains of Desire. That's a lovely slant on that. Yeah, setting free all within, no stone unturned. Exploring carnal sin, giving into what you've yearned. I think that's a great piece of advice for an evening. Very well done. It was just a whole litany of sensuality. And becoming a sensual puppet, that is so cool as well. Some lovely lines in this. You really can't pick one stanza because every one of them has got just a little clever little piece in it. So yes, I think this is beautifully written and I really enjoyed it. Sector Hunter, well done.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Yeah, this is definitely a stunning write. I am curious about that title and what it means. I feel like we'd have even a deeper meaning to the poem if we understood the title. But even without understanding the title, which is absolutely fine, it's still a great sensual write. A strong imagery and metaphors. I like that there's a delicate use of sensual darkness. And I like that it speaks on the thought of, you know, those games of seduction that are played. You like that part that you mentioned, becoming a sensual puppet for erotic pleasure, a delicate buffet beyond measure, was really great. And let's see, what else? I also like the letting go of the inhibition, you know, and the setting free all within, no stone unturned. You know, this is a great write on that idea of sexual exploration between partners. So excellent write and very well done. And what do we have next, Kate?
I just, if you could just bear with me a moment. I think we've done all the carryovers. I just got myself a little bit lost, I think. What is happening is that all the information about upcoming programs is on the right-hand side, and it's sort of covering the words, you know, telling me what it is.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so, okay, what have I done? Carryover, done them. What I need to do, just back for 1 second to see what we did. I've got The Red She Wore by Northern Powerhouse up. So I'll put that on and then I'll just find out where I've gone. I don't know what happened with me. I kind of must have gone down the page too quickly. My mouse does that. It just disappears and everything goes down when it shouldn't. So I'll read this one. You knew there was going to be chaos.
We have a SoundCloud for this one.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. And I'll go ahead and push play. So here we go.
The Red She Wore. Succulent and trembling, she lay before the wolf, who cherished every red-clad contour he would soon engulf. The coy glow of desire that tapered from her flesh would gratify the fervor of his ravishing excess. The dance of every rolling limb he drank with piquant verve, the luscious massage of his mouth against her yearning curves. He savored her delicious figure sensually unstrung, the love song of her lissom body writhing on his tongue. The exultant surge of ecstasy her yielding flesh induces as she slithered down his throat immersed in sweet digestive juices. Each exquisite rippling twist enticed him furthermore, and he relished his devouring her carnage in his jaws. The only traces that subsist when feasting night departs, the red abandoned the wolf in all men's hearts.
Great read and write there, Northern Powerhouse. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. I thought this had such wonderful imagery and metaphors. It's beautiful. It's passionate. Great rhyme and flow. A nice dark sensuality. I like the twist at the end with the mention of the red abandoned riding cloak, the wolf in all men's hearts. I feel like this is a great write on the interplay between a woman who will play the Red Riding Hood to give the wolf within her lover something to chase, something to enjoy and devour. I thought this was a great use of the word piquant, the dance of every rolling limb he drank with a piquant verve, the luscious massage of his mouth against her yearning curves. Nice use of alliteration, too. I also really like the exultant surge of ecstasy her yielding flesh induces as she slithered down his throat immersed in sweet digestive juices. Definitely dark sensuality there. Beautifully written and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I agree. That's, when you get beautiful wordage like the red abandoned riding cloak, the wolf in all mean hearts. That's just, that's a beautiful ending to this because you don't expect to get quite so much lusciousness thrown in here, but it's so well done. Obviously, that red was not a good idea anywhere near that wolf. Definitely not. Succulent and trembling, she lay before the wolf, who cherished every red-clad contour he would soon engulf. Sounds very scary. Yes, I like this. This is full of menace and sensuality. Written very, very well. I enjoyed it. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, Northern Powerhouse.
Absolutely, and I have to agree with you. It is a nice balance of providing both, as you said, menace and sensuality. So great comment. All right, what do we have next, Kate?
Your guess is as good as mine. Because I honestly can't come to terms with what I've done here. But we'll get on to the next one. We'll read them all anyway. I'll just keep going back, I think, because I think I've missed something. I don't know what I've done. So next we have Seductive Succubus, Supremely Stalks by Jenny Hunt 2017. Is it my turn to read? Yeah? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, okay. We shall do this. A Superior Succubus seductively, silently stalks, swaying sanguine satin silk sheets, letting them cascade down her smooth legs. She magnetizes her new victim by strip-teasing. High on her pheromones, addicted to her cherry apple scent, he gets tangled in her web. Like a thirsty black widow, she straps them in tight into her torture chamber of undulating hips. Bonded by his swollen budding orchids, in her sheer silk stockings, nude she lays down on the floor. Their fingers intertwine as they dance horizontally, spinning on her scarlet forest mossy ground. Their body thunders together, pressed, perspiring, glistening flesh, tied and knotted up. Sliding into the unholiest threshold of ecstasy, embraced in each other's caressing, coddling arms. End poem.
Great read there, Kate, and a wonderful write by Jenny. I really like her imagery in this. I really like the dark sensuality. A wonderful write on flesh joined in union. There's such a great sense of connection in this and strong imagery. I like that she brings in the pheromones, high on her pheromones, addicted to her cherry apple scent. He gets tangled in her web bonded by his swollen budding orchid. In her sheer silk stockings, nude, she lay down on the floor, their fingers intertwined as they danced horizontally, spinning on her scarlet forest, mossy ground. You know, great imagery and metaphors and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes. The alliteration was very good. I like alliteration. Makes it, just catches everything, pulls everything together so well. And I did enjoy that first stanza. Beautifully done. And like you, I love the pheromones being brought in. That's always a good start to sort of sexual awareness. But I love the addicted to her cherry apple scent. That's so sweet. Cherry apples, lovely.
That is, and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. And then we have that last couple of lines, last stanza, sliding into the unholiest threshold of ecstasy, embraced in each other's caressing, cuddling arms. Lovely, really very well done, and it's very sensual, which is what we're looking for, of course. So thank you so much, Jenny. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed reading it too. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right. And what do we got next, Kate?
Now, you're going to have to tell me if we've already had this one, because I think I may have missed it. The Warmth of Light by RJ562. We haven't had that, have we?
Nope.
No, I must have gone past it. I must have pressed read on before I... So anyway, it's here. I haven't missed it now. We've got it. So it is In the Warmth of Light by RJ562. And I wondered if you'd give us a read, please.
I would be happy to. In the Warmth of Light by RJ562, tears of pleasure accompanies the faith of simplicity imbibed. Its eternal dance, a reflection of the flesh, comes unto thee where meanderings confide, fanciful trickles, sorrowful pains, bleed to be made right through scarred and uncaring wounds mend over time to come together in the warmth of light. End poem. And that was a beautiful and emotive brevity on the process of healing. So very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
That's In the Warmth of Light. That's lovely, isn't it? Yes. It's a thought that pleasure can sometimes be so intense that it brings you to tears. It's just a way of getting that feeling out. It's lovely. But that it's sad. Fanciful trickle, sorrowful pain, bleed to be made right. Though scarred and uncaring, wounds mend over time to come together in the warmth of light. So yes, it's great. It's a bit sad to begin with, but then we have that positive ending that everything will be much better in the warmth of light, which is a lovely thought. So I think it's as a beautiful brevity. It really is. And as usual, managing to put so much meaning and thought and feelings into so few words, I think is admirable. I really enjoy that. It's a talent. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, absolutely. I do have to agree with you. It is a beautiful brevity. And yes, there is a sadness to it. But then as you said, in that ending where, you know, the light and the healing, you know, comes about, it's very beautiful. And all right. So what do we have next?
Well, I'm going to put this one up, and you're going to be able to tell me whether my memory is getting really bad, and it's quite annoying. But I want to know if we've had this one. Darkness by Ruby 244. Yes, we have. We have, haven't we, Darkness?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, we haven't, Ruby.
Oh, cool. I'm glad I noticed. You know, it was nagging at me. You could tell there was something nagging at me. I knew that something was wrong and I'd missed something. So here we have it. We're okay. It's your Darkness by Ruby 2446. Is it my turn to read?
Yes. That is a good question.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, I can never get this bit right. Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll get this. Oh, this looks lovely. Darkness. I do like Ruby's rights. I think they're really lovely. Here we go. He stripped her. Silks and satins with fingers and lips. Tantalizing touches felt her quiver. A special silk he tied around her eyes. He told her not to move. She could feel his presence, not his body. He spoke in tongues of erotica. Her body arched and trembled. But he said, wait, stop the hot erotic whispers as she felt his breath on her neck. He placed butterfly kisses on her shoulders, kissing and withdrawing, teasing, her hands wrapped around herself, trying to satisfy her need for touch, but aching for his fingers. He ran a finger up her spine. She grasped at the dark, her long fingers seeking his flesh. He stood relishing her body, crying out for her, for his, in her darkness, waiting, waiting, craving, craving the next steps of his hot, erotic, salty, darkened foreplay. He turned her around, slipped off the silk, consumed her mouth as her body clung to his to sate the hunger he had fueled. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. And oh my goodness, what a just absolutely seductive write. I like how it speaks on eroticism aroused. A great interplay between these two lovers. I especially liked the part, he spoke in tongues of erotica. Her body arched and trembled, but he said, wait. He kept up the hot erotic whispers as she felt his breath on her neck. He placed butterfly kisses on her shoulder, kissing and withdrawing, teasing. You know, I like that, the foreplay and the teasing, you know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
No, I agree totally. This is just beautifully done. It's so erotic, but it's also so beautifully written. And it does this beautiful build-up of being basically held back, which gives everything such an awful lot of heat when you're not allowed to do exactly what you want to do, but you have to wait. And the tension and the build-up and the craving, obviously, gets you to the point where you're almost screaming. And then, of course, we have the last two lines, consumed her mouth as her body clung to his to sate the hunger he had fueled. Yes, that's sex 101 as far as I'm concerned. Everybody should read this. Everybody should read this. It was really well done. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Ruby. It was a wonderful write.
Absolutely. All right. Well, now that we're done with carryovers, we can move on to the new contest, right?
Yes.
Or well, back to, I should say. Yep.
Yeah, back to. Oh, dear. I can never do things right. You know, honestly, it's just the fact that I can't read it so clearly because of the boxes that are going right over the top of the end part of each of these pieces of poetry, and I can't quite read who it is. So anyway, we're getting there. It's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So this is us back to, and this one has a SoundCloud. It's Merman by Eric Svensson.
Yes, it does. And here we go.
Merman, dusky, musky seaside tavern. Twilight swirls. Set inside to escape persistent squall pummel. Pneumatic compression on ears and eyes. Unbearable. Inside gruff, grainy, salted sea dog puffs a cigar. sailor's cap askew, opaque, vague, lizard eyes veiled. Fish caught in gill nets come to mind. Thick lips suck, suck for more stale air. A dram of whiskey sloshed into a grimy glass. Corner fireplace splatters, sparks regurgitate as squall deep throats chimney pipe. Movement to the left catches my smarting eyes. Unfazed, arms folded across his bare chest, he stands gill netted. Hat rim shields his eyes. Unshaven stubble seal silent lips. Comfortable in his skin comes to mind. Squall outside intensifies. A few harried locals hurry inside. More whiskey sloshed into grimy glasses. Only the gruff, grainy old sea dog seems to be aware of the apparition. Vague lizard eyes observe my reaction as the squall violates the tavern's chimney pipe. Calloused hands turn the knob on a transistor radio. Johnny Cash belts out Ring of Fire. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. Must have been my third whiskey, or the hazy, dim, smoke-filled interior. Perhaps the intense barometric squall pressure bearing down on the slate roof. But unfazed, arms folded across his bare chest, gill-netted merman chorused along, eyes hidden, shielded by rimmed black hats. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The Ring of Fire, end poem.
Great read and write. Eric, thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. Man, you just got to love his singing of the lines from Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire there at the end. That was such a treat. And Kate, your thoughts on Eric's write?
I thought it was wonderful. I really did. And yes, like you, I love that. I could hear he really wanted to belt that out. But it was lovely, wasn't it, to hear him sing that? But very good. Yeah. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. God, I'll never forget that. That was really cool. So then we have this apparition. Good grief. And look at the picture. You can see why the nets all around him had been netted. Yes, beautiful. I love that. I mean, it's a lovely concept. He sees this unshaven, unclothed, interesting person, and nobody else seems to notice. I like that very much. So yes, I thought it was a lovely concept. It was very well written, and you should have sung a lot more because it was cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, this is wonderful imagery and metaphors, a great sensuality all the way through, a wonderful wordplay. I like how this speaks to me on the seduction of confidence and magnetism from across a room. And, as I said, I like the mention of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. But I like his attention to details in this. And I think of confidence when I read lines like, hat-rimmed shields his eyes, unshaven stubble, seal, silent lips, comfortable in his skin comes to mind. I also like where he says, must have been my third whiskey or the hazy, dim, smoke-filled interior. Be perhaps the intense barometric squall, pressure bearing down on the slate roof, but unfazed, arms folded across his bare chest, gill-netted merman chorused along, eyes hidden shield by rimmed black hat. I like that, where it speaks on singing together in the storm. There's just a wonderful sensuality throughout and clever phrasing. Very well done. All right. And what do we have next, Kate?
And off it. Yes, we have A Matrix of Love by Daniel Duhem. Would you care to read this for us, please?
I would be happy to. I breathed in her seduction as her essence filled me with the perfume of her loveliness, as I embraced the rapture of her eyes, spellbound by the ocean blue radiance that captivated an unholy dream of lustful emotions. She encapsulated loveliness. Our hearts met in a fiery clash of fusion until the flames became a gentle glow, releasing the tension of desire. Visions of a cold, hard bed with satin sheets burned inside my mind, because it is where a consummated union would form. Time stood still and was forgotten because our attraction for one another was sewn into a matrix of an otherworldly veil. End poem. And what a beautiful sensual rite by Daniel Duhem. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, yes. I mean, this was, again, we have that slight touch of otherworldliness, which I love. But this was beautifully written. So many wonderful stanzas. I mean, how are you gonna pick one out of this? So many of them are good. But let's go for that last one, the one I always enjoy so much. Time stood still and was forgotten because our attraction for one another was sewn into a matrix of an otherworldly veil. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, but I don't know how appealing a cold, hard bed, no matter how satiny the sheets are. You wouldn't want a cold, hard bed, would you? No, definitely not. Yeah, I thought this was very well done. That again, that first stanza just leads you into the whole seductive spell. I breathed in her seduction as her essence filled me with the perfume of her loveliness, as I embraced the rapture of her eyes. Yeah. Very well done, and it's just a lovely, well, it's sensual, but it's a lovely, tender piece of poetry. Very enjoyable. So thank you so much for sharing.
You know, I like that. That's a great comment. And the thing is I would prefer not to have a cold, hard bed, but if the lovemaking is hot enough, I'll do it on a cement floor. Just saying.
I agree. Who cares?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, if I have a choice, I will choose a warm, soft bed. But, you know, queen size.
Yeah. Definitely.
But, yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual rite. And I like that you brought up that, and it must be the artwork. You know, I was taking a look at the artwork, and it was so beautiful. I think I'm going to have to write to one of those paintings myself just for the fun of it. And but, yeah, there is a spiritualism and otherworldliness to the artwork. And Daniel definitely did a great job of bringing that out. You know, and I really like the imagery and metaphors in this. I thought it was a beautiful rite on seduction and love that transcends time and place and space. And that really comes through in that end stanza. I also really like the second stanza, spellbound by the ocean blue radiance that captivated an unholy dream of lustful emotions. Wonderful lines and very well done. All right, Kate, what do we got next?
Oh, we have The White Rose Sonnet by Dammit Dave. And I shall read this and let's see where about in this piece of wonderful poetry he's going to trip me up. The White Rose Sonnet. She gazes at the single rose of white her lover placed inside her lifeless hand. She doesn't know that she had died that night. She haunts the house, but doesn't understand. She feels her spirit still alive, you see, and tries communicating with her bow. For she can't see the sheer futility. She sees the light, but yet she will not go. When moonlight takes its throne above the clouds, she takes her place upon the windowsill. Her image comes and goes in misty shrouds. Her cries upon the wind, forlorn and shrill. Though she is dead, the love within her grows, and so she gazes fondly at the rose. End poem.
What a beautiful writing. Great read there, Kate. A beautifully written sonnet. Wonderful imagery. You know, I love a good ghost story, and I love a good romantic story. And, you know, he has definitely combined the two together. So, you know, it's haunting. I like that it speaks on the idea of love that lingers beyond death. And I really particularly liked when moonlight takes its throne above the cloud, she takes her place upon the windowsill. Her image comes and goes in misty shrouds, her cries upon the wind forlorn and shrill. You can just feel the brokenheartedness within those lines. So excellent write and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, yes, this was a really lovely write. I enjoyed it so much. And as you say, that poor haunting spirit who doesn't know that she's dead and doesn't know to pass over, go to the light. Nobody's telling her that. It must be. I mean, we've heard the stories of people who are just there haunting because they don't know they shouldn't. They're not aware that, you know, it's gone now. And so they just hang up with this need to communicate and nobody can actually hear them or understand them. It's a lovely piece of poetry. And the fact that it's a love story, you know, as well. So you have the, and that line that you've already quoted, I think, is absolutely beautiful. When moonlight takes its throne above the clouds. I mean, that's just a lovely image, isn't it? It's really well done. So, yes, I enjoyed this very much, and I did enjoy the last two lines. Though she is dead, the love within her grows, and so she gazes fondly at the rose. Ah, beautiful. Well done. Damn it, Dave, you did it again.
Yep. And of course, I would like to point out, and I apologize to Dave, that we keep having old links put up without his new name. But yeah, he did change his name to Mystic Muse, which is actually a great alliteration name. So I will try to use that from now on. But as always, I appreciate his support. And all right. And what do we have next?
I didn't know he changed his name, by golly. I didn't know that. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, why did he go? I love Damn It Dave. I think it's a brilliant handle. But then that's his probably got fed up with me saying, Damn It Dave, you did it again. Probably. Okay. Next we have Blindfolded Temptation by Lucky Charm. Would you care to read this for us, please?
I would be happy to. In a room of crimson hue, a woman waits, blindfolded true, her dress of red, a symbol of passion, in the stillness, a tense anticipation. She stands there, a willing sacrifice, her heart beating, her breath on ice, for she knows not what's to come, only that she's willing to succumb to what she does not know, only that it'll be a powerful blow, a force of nature, a tempest to behold, an experience of passion yet untold. Her senses heightened, her body alive. She's ready for the moment to arrive. A whisper in her ear, a gentle touch. She's enraptured in a spell. She's caught. The blindfold gone, her eyes adjust. Before her stands a figure of lust. Her lover, her master, her willing slave. Together they'll explore, their passion they'll crave. In the room of crimson hue, their love a passion forever true. A woman in red, a willing sacrifice. Together they'll sate their deepest desires with vice. End poem. Your thoughts?
Wow. This is taking us to another realm, isn't it? This is taking us to a place where you have to give over your power to somebody else and hope that they can be trusted to look after you. Blindfolded temptation. Yes. Sorry. This is very well done. This is a lovely, obviously this is a trip along a path that not everybody would be willing to go. So it's great that people find each other and know, you know, what suits them. And I like this stanza. Her senses heightened, her body alive. She's ready for the moment to arrive. A whisper in her ear, a gentle touch. She's enraptured. In a spell, she's caught. And you can imagine that would be the case, that you're you're forced to wait and wait and then, excuse me, losing my voice.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Yeah, this is a beautiful, right? Wonderful imagery, great sensuality. I like how it speaks on exploration and especially of the heightened senses. Like you brought up that stanza, and I thought that was a great one with the line, her senses heightened, her body alive. I thought that was wonderful. I also like how this is about love and trust and connection along with the sexuality. I really like where it's the line, the blindfold gone, her eyes adjust, before her stands a figure of lust. Her lover, her master, her willing slave, together they'll explore their passion, they'll crave. I think exploration together is a wonderful thing. And I like that he says, her lover, her master, her willing slave. So they're each to each other. They both control and surrender to each other. Like there's this sense of balance within the sensual relationship. And excellent write and very well done.
Yes, I agree. It's great that there isn't this, you know, I am the dominant one. And you will be submissive, and that's the way it is. I like the fact that they're exploring, which is what they say they're doing. They're exploring all the possibilities and not getting themselves stuck into a specific role. So I think, yeah, you're right. It was very well done. Okay, so now we have Her Seductive Art by Ruby2446. And I will read this one. Oh, if I can get it open. There we are. Her seductive art. Latin beats pulsing. Her body retelling a story as old as time. Seduction of the lover. Through art, some used words. Scribing erotica or whispering hauntingly sensual suggestions. Her art dance, her voice, her body. She can make it whisper, whimper, almost beg for love. And touch. Yet she holds him at arm's length until the story is told. Her lithe, supple limbs stretch and bend in liquid, seductive movements that quiver through her torso, all evoking a response in her audience of one, reclining on their black satin-covered bed. Her fingertips tease her body, her butterfly-masked eyes tease and invite him. Her erotic contortions and sensual gyrations leave him gasping, soft, dizzy moans escaping as his body tingled and trembled, wanting her private dance, setting his libido on fire, to continue forever and end right now, all at the same time. She teases him and invites, offers herself, and withdraws his bold, undeserved, temptress, using long, shapely legs, graceful arms, come-hither eyes, cascading hair, and torso to cast a spell, turning him on, rousing his interest, and more, making sure he will be hungry for her, and that passionate lovemaking is the only conceivable outcome to this dance. End poem. Oh, sorry, not end poem. The music slows as she holds her body in a full-on erotic pose until the last note dies and its echo. He rises and enfolds her, pressing her close before laying her on satin, removing her silks, to write the next chapter of the story that the dance was a prelude for, the seduction complete. End poem.
Great read there. I can definitely see, you know, the only conceivable outcome to this dance would definitely have worked as an ending, but I'm glad you noticed that. So beautifully written and great read, Kate. I thought this was wonderful. I like that Ruby decided to make her lines shorter than she normally does, and only because, you know, and obviously her poetry is always beautiful, but I just feel like for some reason the shorter lines and narrower stanzas match the image very nicely. Like the woman who, you know, this painting of this woman who's in a dancer's pose has a very elongated, long, sensual look. And I feel like the stanzas match that. You know, just amazing imagery and metaphors throughout. This really is a wonderful sensual rite on the teasing dance of seduction that will lead to the union of flesh, lead to that act of love. And I like how she uses the act of dancing as a kind of a foreplay. Latin beat pulsing her body, retelling a story as old as time, seduction of the lover through art. Some use words scribing erotica or whispers, hauntingly sensual suggestions. Her art dance, her voice, her body, she can make it whisper, whimper, beg for love. You know, wonderful lines on the sensuality of dancing, and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Yeah, I guess I like the fact that you brought up the shorter lines, because it does it makes it more impactful. It's sort of like, again, it's condensed. It's, you know, 3, 4, 5 words and then you're on to your next line, and it does make it very sharp and full of movement. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? It's a dance. That picture is beautiful as well. But I think I liked, was it the third stanza? I think it's the third stanza. Her fingertips tease her body, her butterfly masked eyes tease and invite him. Her erotic contortions and sensual gyrations leave him gasping. It's just so well written, really is. And it does tease and invite, doesn't it? It brings you along, takes you along through the story, and you're listening to all the things that are happening. So I think it was beautifully written, really lovely. And as I say, it's just, I'm sorry about thinking it ended when it hadn't ended. It's just the big gap in between. I hadn't quite moved up. But at least I noticed. I'm so sorry about that. But, oh, you know me, it does happen. So yes, beautifully done. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Ruby. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. And that definitely happens to the best of us. All right. And what do we have next?
Right. We have this. We have. I'll be with you in a moment. Bear with me. Yes, Crimson Eroticism by Betty Page. And would you like to give this one a read? I'm just putting it into the board now. There we are. Would you like to give this one a read, please?
Absolutely. All right. Draped in ribbons of crimson satin, blindfolded leathers chained up to bed, she's pure, lying naked, so helpless, nude, peachy, sweet, soft, edible flesh. Swirls of circles tintillates fashion, sweet ruby lips erotic allure, shimmering emerald eyes dazzle crowds, cherry red masquerade ball gowns dance, delicious diamonds and pink champagne, luscious strawberries dipped in whipped cream, divine assorted fine Belgium sweets, caramel drips across her erotically. Indulge in her, she's as fine dessert, intimately, so passionately, viciously play with her temptations, fiercely rock her world, so wickedly, end poem. And what a absolutely beautiful, sensual rite. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, well, you have that beautiful title, don't you? Crimson Eroticism. And it is beautiful. It really is. She's got this, it seems to be we're talking about quite a vulnerable person, and chained up. Must have been a bit scary. But yes, I love the alliteration and the movement. And again, the lovely colours that come into this. All the beautiful colours in this particular poem. Delicious diamonds in pink champagne, luscious strawberries dipped in whipped cream, divine assorted fine Belgian sweets, caramel drips across her erotically. Oh my goodness, I want a chocolate right now. So cool. I think this is beautifully written. It's just one of those things you think, oh, that is just so, it's cute and sexy and passionate and all of those things, but it's also so well written that you just slide into it. Beautifully done. Thank you for sharing that with us, Betty.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. This is wonderful sensuality. It's delicious, delicious sensual imagery. A great rite on the wicked passions shared at a masquerade ball. And it's definitely one that makes you hungry, especially that stanza, delicious diamonds and pink champagne, luscious strawberries dipped in whipped cream, divine assorted fine Belgian sweets. Caramel drips across her erotically. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. All right, and what do we got next?
And next we have Playing in the Barn in Early Spring by Papa Mama Jama. Did I just read or did you just read?
I just read.
Good. I thought you had. Wasn't very sure. Okay, Playing in the Barn in Early Spring, Papa Mama Jama, and I will, beautiful picture, and I will read this one. Yellow brown barn glows from sunlight streaming through late afternoon's open window. You see me walking from the field, my belly full of salted beef and sweet potatoes. Blue jeans holding back wild horses, feet triggered by the swell and dip of those half-moon lips you smell. We play games in shady places. Perspiration drips from my forehead, climbing to the top of our blanket. Climbing to the top of our blanket nest. I inhale your hair of wild amber feathers, fed stallions tucked under your brushing. We bathe in sweet breezes after the rain, and skinny dip in pools of hay, twisting cotton with flying limbs, possessed by forces, peppering blood, sensations, mingling, grafting, pleasant fire licking, eating skin and muscles, horses, pulse, hooves twitching, you are silk and strands of pink muscles, stretching, moans and groans, breathless cuss words, We burn in sweat and spittle, like shameless street dogs, howling. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. And oh my goodness, what a powerful, sensual write. The imagery and metaphors in this are beautiful and brilliant. I really felt like it was seduction for all the senses and such clever wordplay. I like how he puts his space in certain parts, allowing the reader to pause. Wonderful. I like how the beginning talks about, you know, how his belly is full. My belly full of salted beef and sweet potatoes, blue jeans holding back wild horses, feet triggered by the swell and dip of those half moon lips you smile me. You know, wonderful lines on the idea of a man whose, you know, hunger, physical hunger has been appeased, and now his sensual hunger is crying out. I just really like the imagery of this all the way through, and especially I inhale your hair of wild amber feathers, fed stallion stirred, tucked after your brushing. We bathe in sweet breeze after the rain and skinny dip in pools of hay. Wonderful lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Yes, this is a very clever writer. I like the way he moves from your expectations of what the line was going to be to something completely different, so that you, again, your attention's caught and held. We play games in shady places. Yeah, and then we have the point I was making about the, which you have already quoted. We bathe in sweet breezes after the rain and skinny dip in pools of hay, twisting cotton with flying limbs. So yeah, it's just, yeah, very clever and sensual, and it looks like fun, you know, lots of fun, as well as lots of fun. So yes, beautifully written. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I have to agree, yes, thank you very much. Great comment, Kate. All right, and what do you have for us next?
Oh, next we have Misty Morning by Darkened Auras. And would you care to read this for us, please, Pam?
I would be happy to. Remember the merry, misty morning embraced while I transferred my heart to you, eyes locked and souls connected. Amid the soft grass and frigid dew, your hand would slide across velvet skin. My breath your lips would consume. I used to be a wildflower, but your touch made me bloom. When I close my eyes, I'm taken aback. I'm taken back to that memory of you and me. Still smell the coconut of your hair and taste your lips of sweetened honey. So yes, I remember the merry, misty morning. I gave my heart to you that day too. Promised you forever that was nothing. There was nothing I wouldn't do for you. They stood together face to face. That day now on rewind. Had to replay falling in love. Had to remind their mind. I'll always remember this misty morning. Staring deeply into your ocean eyes. I'll never forget this misty morning when you took away my butterflies. End poem. And what a beautiful write. Love the interaction between the two characters. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, yes, this is a really well-written poem. I like, as you say, that interaction. And it's just... So you've got this loveliness, this sweetness, and then there's something. Oh, yes. There's something in this that it's not quite as idyllic as you would think it was for that last two lines. This is looking back. I'll never forget this misty morning when you took away my butterflies. Now, could that be that you just made her not feel nervous Or is there something
that's
deeper?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I was a little bit, yeah, but was that something negative? But no, I think it is. You just made her calm. And so to get her face to face, that day now on Rewind had to replay falling in love, had to remind their minds. So it's like everything, you know, if you're with someone every day and you know, things can get a little bit samey. You forget how much you care about each other. You forget the little things that make a relationship special. Maybe this was it. Maybe they had to remember. Yeah. Very well done. And I really enjoyed it. And the smell of coconut on your hair and taste your lips of sweetened honey. It's just very, very lovely. It's tender, sweet. And I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, I have to agree. Yeah, tender and sweet are great words for describing this, right? I really like that she got this from a painting of two flowers. You know, this had great rhyme and flow, a wonderful imagery and a nice, delicate use of alliteration. And, you know, I remember the merry, misty morning. I like that this is a back and forth conversation between two characters, between a man and a woman, and each one talking about the love that when they first met and then, you know, wanting to renew that love. So beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
Next we have, okay, Sailing, Sinking Steamships by Poetic Creations. And I will read this one. Da-dum. Sailing, Sinking Steamships. Black lace pistol. Intimacy skirts the fringe of singe. Tight corset attire. Morphine and hypodermic syringe. Blue wings of fire. Propelling toward, forward lust and touch. Revenge kissing is more than a crutch. Limping on a peg leg. Anticipation long before nightfall, cooing and whooping, silence wakes in a midnight sprawl. Pirate's booty in a chest, force buckling remains the only key to unlock a tempestuous, all hands were lost, sunken at sea. Rocking side to side, in gusting wind, the bow begins to zip as the ocean roared, fierce waves sank a captain's ship. Freezing, frigid water burned a captain and his first mate. Treasure discovered, pockets filled with pieces of eight. Like porpoise dived deep, a captain bravely jumped overboard. Touching down below, he rose up like a mighty demon horde. Unafraid of burning acid, as he breathed and taking in her scent, he was taken by the waves of passion breaking in a final ascent. End poem.
Great read there, Kate, and what a wonderful central rite by Poetic Creations. It had a nice polished feel to it because there was an ongoing, you know, consistency with the imagery and metaphors and the theme of the rite. I really liked how this was about, to me, unleashing a sensual storm, and so many clever and almost like smile inducing lines, you know, limping on a peg leg, anticipation long before nightfall, cooing and whooping, silence wakes in a midnight sprawl, pirate's booty in a chest, swashbuckling remains the only key to unlock a tempestuous, all hands were lost, sunken at sea. You know, just great lines all the way through and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Yes, I like the sailing aspect of it. That was lovely. Sailing, sinking steamships. It does. It's just it's a lovely alliteration there. So he's got a peg leg. Oh no, that must be terrible. Well, pirate's booty in a chest, swashbuckling remains the only key to unlock a tempestuous. All hands were lost. Sunken at sea. Yeah, this is just lovely. I really enjoyed it. I love the fact that he's got this wrapped around the story of a captain and his captain's mate and everything going completely wrong because he jumped overboard with all the gold in his pocket. Oh my goodness. Yes, it was. It was a lovely write. I really enjoyed it. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Poetic Creations.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right. And what do we got next?
I see we have Stelina on the board. Hi, Stelina.
We do, yes. Yes. Hello, Stelina. Yep, as always, she's making her wonderful comments on the board, mm-hmm. offering her support. So,
yeah.
Always
she's a good lad. Yeah. Right. Next we have In Love for Ages by Brio 2. And would you care to give this a little read for us, please?
I would be happy to. All right. Fancy is the right word. My imaginations are driven to one night submerged in dreamy ideas. A look by your piercing eyes pinned me down to one area, following the consequences of your gaze. My legs went numb. What was going inside me was a parallel story through the sensations that did run your fingers as they reeled down along my dress's broad neckline, paused on the shoulders to shrug off my tresses and touch the skin. I shivered as a cause. A smile on your face, a sparkle in those eyes intended to draw me closer to you into a trance I was taken to by your charm. The yearning had infected you too. Under the inky darkness of the hour, we were in a tight embrace. The cool breeze of moonlit night in vain tried to temper the heat. How long had we been the same, transported to another world? I failed to gauge. The hours had passed away in minutes, but we seemed to be entwined in love as if it's been for ages. End poem. And what an absolutely beautiful sensual poem. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh yes, and In Love for Ages, that was so sweet. Yes, I like this a lot. So many different lines in this that you'd want to just run through them all. But I particularly like the last stanza. How long had we been in the same, transported to another world? I failed to gaze. The hours passed away in minutes, but we seem to be entwined in love as if it's been for ages. Yeah, that's the thing about time. It's so fluid. You're having an awful time, it just tick-tocks as slow as it can possibly go. Having a wonderful time and hours pass in seconds. It's very weird that way. It's an interesting concept. And so, yes, this is somebody who doesn't want time to pass too quickly. And I like the fact that there's a smile on the face and a sparkle in the eyes. Again, you know, that's somebody who's really loved. But yes, I enjoyed this a lot. And thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Absolutely, yeah. Wonderful comment. Yeah, this is definitely a beautiful sensual write with wonderful imagery. And I like that it speaks on those slow and tender touches that arouse the senses, you know, and the idea of how, you know, it's like time can feel like it's going by too fast in certain moments. And I, too, really liked a smile on your face, a sparkle in those eyes. And I also like your finger, they did run, a parallel story through the sensations that did run your fingers as they reeled down along my dress's broad neckline, paused on the shoulders to shrug off my tresses and touch the skin. I shivered as a cause. You know, wonderful, wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
And next we have coming up tum-tum-tum, Dance the Flames by My Angel 3. And I think it's my turn to read. Well, I could be wrong, but I will read anyway.
It is your turn.
Good. I got it right. 50-50 chance, of course, of getting it right. Dance the Flames. Flickering fire catches the flames. He refuses to dance to his gains. To live this lie is his fate enough. With every tower, doors locked shut. Dance to the ego, become denial. It will hold him for a little while. A little while held in ego's wake, yet the dance of her he will not shake. Flickering fire fanning his flames, emblazoning her to his callous games. When his tale is told and the end is nigh, don't look for her in the blackened sky. She healed her heart, the dance is done. He'll tell them all what his ego won. A temporary flame took his right hand as the tower flipped the hourglass sand. End poem.
Great read, Kate, and what a beautiful and emotive write. This had wonderful rhyme and alliteration. I thought it was an excellent write on the dance of healing. I really felt like it was a write of empowerment on the idea of a woman learning to love herself and have confidence in herself. I really like a little while held in his ego's wake, yet the dance of her he'll not shake. And then the end lines, a temporary flame took his right hand as the tower flipped the hourglass sand. Wonderful lines and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Just taking myself off mute there. Yes, again, beautifully written. This is just full of... There's menace. There's obviously menace here. There's this ego that's making her dance, whether she wants to or not, just for his pleasure. And every door is locked. She can't get away. So she's trying. She's trying to keep him sweet. You're trying to keep him from losing his temper. But I thought it was very well. Again, it's not overt. It's not like really scary. But it's hinted at by the different aspects of this. That you know that she's in trouble, and it's not a normal kind of relationship. But she obviously gets away, which is great. But I like that. Don't look for her in the blackened sky. She healed her heart. The dance is done. He'll tell them all what his ego won. A temporary flame took his right hand as the tower flipped the hourglass sand. Yes, really, really well written. And just another little... A little aspect of what relationships can be like that, you know, you don't think about from the outside, but you're only aware of it if you're in it. So yes, beautifully written. I really enjoyed that, My Angels. It was lovely.
Absolutely. And you're right. There is a sense of menace. And when it comes to controlling and abusive relationships, you don't necessarily know what's going on if you're on the outside looking in. So great observations. All right. And what do we have next?
Well, this one's got a SoundCloud, hopefully. Yeah, this is Fear of the Known by the wee Scottish woman.
Ah, that troublemaker. All right. I'll be happy to play that.
Thank you.
I am strong, but when I feel your touch, all that I am yields to the need to be all yours, to be licked, stroked, kissed, loved, cheeks flushed, breath ragged, body slick and eager. I bend and meld to your will until I become greedy and want more. Then you become my plaything, mine alone. Every inch of your light or body will be used, perhaps abused, if you ask me nicely, of course. I start very slowly, my tongue slick and hot, begins a journey downwards. Then I stop. You sigh as my hands continue to explore. Now covered in oil from your tanned body, I slide and stroke and feel your response. Wasting no more time, I enclose what is mine. Now it's my turn to sigh, as we both lose control. Nails scratch, teeth nip, mouths taste, lips surrender. There are no longer any boundaries between us. Every inch of our bodies are given over to lust. Desire drives us as pleasure rewards us both. There is beauty in the choreography of our dance.
Wonderful read and write there, Kate. What a beautiful and brilliant, passionate write. Wonderful sensuality, wonderful eroticism. I like how this is on that dance of seduction and intimacy. And so many heated lines all the way through, from the very beginning. All that I am yields to the need to be all yours, to be licked, stroked, kissed, loved. And then I start very slowly, my tongue slick and hot, begin the journey downwards, then I stop. You sigh as my hands continue to explore. Now covered in oil from your tanned body, I slide and stroke and feel your response. Wasting no more time, I enclose what is mine. And oh my goodness, all the way through. I also thought it was, quite clever and fun when you said, it gave me a big smile when you said, then you become my plaything. Mine alone, every inch of your lith-oiled body will be used, perhaps abused, if you ask me nicely, of course. Oh my gosh, that is definitely a line. Those are lines that definitely bring on a grin. Wonderful sensuality, and very well done, Kate. Would you like to say anything about your poem?
No, not really. I just enjoy writing it. And I was pleased that I managed to record it. It's never easy. But yes, thank you. I enjoyed writing it. And that's all down to, was it Rex who said I should write for something a bit more sensual for the Wednesday show? Sure it was. Yes, I'm sure it was.
Probably, because you have a deep voice for it and you have a talent for it, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Just good fun, and I really enjoyed writing it, so. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Great comment. I mean, yeah, great comment on your own poem. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say great writing.
I know. It's so easy. I do it myself every time. Most annoying. Good heavens. Write, read. It's two different words, but I know what you mean. Thank you so much for that. You're very kind. So we have next coming up, Sigh of Sensual Behavior by Teresa Stresenkopf. Lovely.
We already read that one at the beginning of the show.
Why is it down the bottom then? What's going on here? People are tripping me up.
I don't know, but I do know we read it.
Oh, that's cool. There was another one that was also on twice, so I hadn't. But they were side by side, so I noticed. Yeah, okay. Not a problem. Oh, we had that one as well. Yeah, cool. See, I told you I was getting mixed up. There are where they shouldn't be. The Veggie War we've had, Crave Your Kiss. We haven't had Crave Your Kiss, have we?
Who is that?
I can't see.
The next one you should put up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, yes, what's the next
one? Oh, I was going to say, we've read Sector Hunter, we've read Northern Powerhouse, or played their SoundCloud. So the next two up are Ed Hunter and Perfect Sunset.
Right. And so we've had Scarlet Beach as well.
Okay, I must be missing that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a bit odd because it's... I seem to have duplicates. And it doesn't matter. We will, you know, it's easy enough. We just say, have we read it? And you can remind me we have or we haven't, because my brain doesn't work. So now we're, right, we heard that one. So now I crave your kisses. Yeah, that's the one. I shall put that up. Mm-hmm. Here we're going. We're getting there. Slowly but very surely. Would you care to read this for us, please?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. For it's been so long since I've seen you, and when it's silent, I get lonely thinking of you. Your lips I craved to be my favorite kiss, a warm taste to touch my tongue, a place I miss. Your perfume caressed me like a splendid rose, saturating my body as the wind blows. One night you called me and we shared the moon's secret, the joys, the smiles, the splendid love was your body's sweetness. Time doesn't matter when there is love. It just happens. We were spontaneous, unpredictable, and intense, like the collision of galaxies above. We are entwined forever. Oh, wow, what a beautiful and heartfelt write. And before we comment on, though, I would like to mention that we do only have one more write left to read and about 25 minutes or so to go. So if when you get a chance, if you want to put something else on the board, I can put a write on the board. And I know Stelina's listening in, so maybe she could put a write on the board. And that should cover us, or at least bring us to close enough, you know. And
yeah,
all right. So if you're listening, Stelina, and you can, go ahead and feel free to share a sensual write on the topic board. All right. And your thoughts on this write?
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Yes, I thought it was beautifully written. Yes. Although I'm looking at the one we've already had, sorry. I wondered why that was something I'd recognized. Oh, dear. Give me a moment.
All right.
No, I've lost it. I do apologize. I have to go back and get it again. I have so many boards open, you see that? Problem. So this one is this one sigh of sensual behavior, or is that the one we've had?
It is I Crave Your Kiss by Ed Hunter.
Thank you. Right, that's why I haven't got it. I will be there in a moment. I Crave Your Kiss. This is nope. I think we're going to leave that one. I'll come back to it. I'll write a comment on it because I've lost it completely. I don't know where it could have got to, but I think what happens is it goes up and you lose everything. Maybe, I know, if I click on history. There we are. I've got it. I should have remembered to do that.
Right.
That happens a lot for me because the comment on the board takes it up and out of my sight. And that's what I've remembered I can do now is just hit history. So I Crave Your Kiss. Sorry about that delay. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember this one. It's lovely. And we have that beautiful, I love, because, you know, scent has that tendency to evoke memories so easily. And so we have this, your perfume caressed me like a splendid rose, saturating my body as the wind blows. That's just lovely. Very tender, very, you know, it's sensual, but it's very tender as well. There's a lot of love here. The joys, the smiles, the splendid love was your body's sweetness. It's just, yeah, definitely somebody who is deeply in love with someone who's obviously deeply in love with them. So that's a very nice, very sweet love song, love story to somebody who deserves it, I think. It looks as though they're very happy together. Oh, yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Ed Hunter. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. It is definitely a beautiful, romantic, sensual rite. I'm glad he was inspired. I like that this is kind of has a sadness to it, with the idea of looking back and remembering someone. Your lips I crave to be my favorite kiss, a warm taste to touch my tongue, a place I miss. Wonderful, thoughtful lines in the end stanza. Time doesn't matter when there is love. It just happens. You know, we were spontaneous, unpredictable, and intense. Like the collision of galaxies above, we are entwined forever. So I like that it speaks to that eternal connection. But, you know, it also speaks to me in those end lines on the idea of how when a relationship is extremely passionate and intense, it can oftentimes burn out too quickly. You know, so wonderful, right, all the way through. I like how it speaks on the passing of time and memories of love and seduction shared. So great lines and very well done. All right. Well, I know, Kate, that you're probably looking for your poem, so I'll go ahead and put the next one up. And
I've got it here.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, there it is. Scarlet Beach.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Scarlet Beach Romance by Perfect Sunset. I breathe you into the depths of my bones, where rose water flows like rivulets, your warm brown sugar skin pressed up on mine as honey, and I kiss your neck. Goosebumps rise, pulse rushes, breath intensifies like red hot oceans of volcanic eruption. And you touch me soft as lace, fingers grazing my skin like the wind kissing roses. Tulips blush in their floral beds as our bodies interlace like salted pretzels. We moan as cicadas on a beach, making love over a white mink blanket, panting heavily, legs tangled, hair tousled. Sound of waves licking the shoreline, smell of sea breeze washing over our nude bronze bodies in the gold-jeweled dawn. End poem. And oh my goodness, this has such beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. Such a wonderful sensual rite on you know, physical intimacy on the beach. I like how it speaks on the physical and emotional desires that are shared between these two. I really like the imagery in your warm brown sugar skin pressed up on mine as honey, and I kiss your neck. And then goosebumps rise, pulse rushes, breath intensifies like red hot oceans of volcanic eruptions. You know, the goosebumps rise, pulse rushes, breath intensifies, all wonderful descriptions of the physical reactions that happen when one becomes sensually aroused. I also like tulips blush in their floral beds as our bodies interlace like salted pretzels. I really like that imagery of interlaced like salted pretzels. Such a wonderful and delicious imagery and metaphors. So just an excellent rite by Perfect Sunset. I'm glad they were inspired. I have to say, tonight has been just a great lineup of sensual poetry from all of our poets. So beautifully written and very well done. All right, Kate. What do you got for us next?
Well, now we have, just bear with me a moment. Oh, I'm relaxing now because all that I've got to do what I was trying to do. I can't do two things at once, that's the problem. Here we have Starling Feathers, carbonating a syrupy sting by our very own Pam. Would you care to read that for us, please?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I noticed that I was looking at your link that you put up for your poem, and it's actually a link to your entire page. So just to give you a heads up.
I thought I didn't look right. That's what I thought. Oh, dear. Okay. Thank you. If you would like to read that, I shall carry on doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right. I'm just going to tell Stel that if she wants, she can share right. And so there we go. Just letting her know that. And all right. This is Starling Feathers Carbonating a Syrupy Sting. Our lips touch, starling feathers brushing tropical winds. I inhale your layered complexities and subtle nuances, humming floral notes, the intertwining dance of thrusting tongues, carbonating a syrupy sting. With you, only a kiss is a deceptive phrase. You take me deeper, make me assertive, balancing me on the soft line of every verdant sip. I am melting ice poured into your throated growls, heated sugars breaking buttery molecules against aromatic shorelines. Before tasting you, I never realized bite marks make for an elegant finish. End poem. And this was actually written for a contest a few years back or so. I can't remember how long ago, 4 years back, where you had to write a sensual write about a kiss based on a drink. And the drink I chose was Dark and Stormy, which is, I believe, rum and ginger ale, if I remember right. It's been so long. That's just to give you an idea of the content. And your thoughts, Kate?
It was absolutely, I loved it. Our lips touch, starling feathers brushing tropical winds. I inhale your layered complexities and subtle nuances, humming floral notes. I love those words. They're beautiful. I do love nuances. Just, you're thinking, whoa, there's an awful lot more to this person than you think. And then we have, every stanza, to be honest, Pam, is just, you take me deeper, make me assertive, balancing me on the soft line of every verdant sip. I love it. It is beautiful. And again, you got that lovely last stanza. I'm sorry, I'm still talking because I'm enjoying it. Before tasting you, I never realized bite marks made for an elegant finish. I just love that. I had to go back to that. But that's just a beautiful ending. And it's so, I mean, it's the way you put together things that we all know about, but make them seem new because of the way you treat the words and use the words. I love it. So thank you so much for finding that and sticking it on the board.
Well, thank you very much. And I had to look it up because I couldn't remember. The Dark and Stormy is a cocktail that features a refreshing trio of dark rum, ginger beer, and lime.
Oh, sounds lovely,
so,
doesn't it? Have you had that yourself?
I have not. You know what? I have not. I would like to try it. I think it sounds delicious, and I probably should have tried it when I wrote this poem, but I just thought the ingredients sounded fun to play with.
They do. They certainly do. I've got one I put on the board, but it's got the SoundCloud. Now, do you have to do all this before to get the SoundCloud, or can you just...
Oh, most definitely. So you are stuck reading that. So, sorry.
No. I picked a huge, long one too. Hang on. A little drink of orange juice, that will help them out.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Back to the top. Oh, it's too long. Right, okay. He smiled at me, a knowing, seemingly intimate smile that in no way reached his dead, dark eyes. It was as if ice cold fingers had caressed my neck. Then I heard his voice. It was low, velvety, smooth. I forgot the ice. What I now felt, I could not fight, was the heat his voice generated, agitating deep, dark tendrils within me. Then, as I felt sharp points of pleasure pierce my tender skin, I also noted, with very little interest, that he had no heartbeat. Many eons later, I came to understand the power of the hold he had on me that night. That power was the passion he could ignite. Lust, the legal high, the rush of hormones, left me open, longing, sighing, hungry, hot. I needed him near me to feel, taste, and touch. There was an ache within that he could reach, but I could not. Then, at the point of my death, was when I started to live. It was not an easy transaction, far from it. I will always remember the pain, the intense, red-hot pain. I slowly started to notice a change. There had been blood in my veins. I now felt empty. Then the hunger began. I had felt hunger before, but nothing like this all-consuming, desperate desire for something I could not name. When my maker, Godfred de Gervaux, explained what I would need for my survival, I screamed. I carried on screaming. I could not stop for countless hours. Finally, he silenced me with a blow to the jaw, the kindest thing he could have done. Surprisingly, he was very patient with me. I let him think that I accepted him and this half-life. I would wait and plan my revenge. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Kate. I do have to mention that I didn't want to interrupt your reading, but you didn't, as far as I could see, put the link in the room, but that's okay because your reading was beautifully clear. I could pretty much, you know, get the gist of it. A wonderful dark write. You know, I enjoy, and of course, if I'm off, you can tell me, but I enjoy a good vampiric tale of dark lust, of sated hunger. I like where you bring in the piercing bite and the hypnotic sound of a voice, you know, and just the idea of the attraction felt, you know, and the giving in and the wanting to be just like them, and definitely wonderful dark sensuality. I really like where, and this is great storytelling. I will always remember the pain, the intense red hot pain. I slowly started to notice a change. There had been blood in my veins. I now felt empty, you know, a wonderful line all the way through, and beautiful dark right, central right, and very well done. And, yeah, I like that. Very cool. Very cool. All
Thank
right.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, those vampire ones are always fun to write, aren't they?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's just you're writing about something that is unusual. So it's not like the usual things that everybody writes. So you can play around with it. I make up words as well when I'm writing these, my own words. For different aspects of being a vampire. And it's great fun. I just love it. Yeah, and anything to do with ghosts and ghoulies. I'm looking to see if Selena has managed to find anything, but I don't think she has. I've refreshed. And
you know what? I don't think she did either, because I checked a couple times. I think she's, again, having problems with, you know, internet going in and out, or maybe she just didn't have anything that you know, that she wanted to share, which is absolutely fine. Would you like a good laugh, Kate? Because I can read my I can read my poem from last week's show that you missed because you had to go, or maybe you just weren't there. If you like a good laugh, I'll put it up and read it for you.
Yes, please. I would love a good laugh.
All right. At least I think you'll get a laugh out of it. I think you missed this one anyways. My dream lover. Did I read that one to you? Take that as a no. All right. So
I'm sorry. I was muted. I do apologize. No, I haven't heard it. I was saying go for it. Thank you.
All right. My dream lover is a big and burly guy. He polishes my knickknacks, admires all the trinkets that I buy. He has dark hair on his chest, sailor tattoos on his arms. He offers to dust the nooks and crannies with a French-made kind of charm. He says, "Oui, madame, let me show you how I love you in so many different ways." So I hand him a to-do list and say, "This must get done today." My dream lover carries some extra weight. That's okay, because so do I. When there's more cushion for the pushin', the lovin' gets me high. My dream lover cleans for me while I take a nap. And when I wake up all refreshed, he's rewarded with some bump and grind while I dance upon his lap. My dream lover doesn't manscape. He is au naturel. And beneath those luscious locks is a tasty treat that's swell. He loves to pleasure me. He gives me so much joy. While he scrubs my kitchen floor, I grind my heels into his back and tell him he is such a filthy boy. My dream lover often gives me attitude with sass, knowing I will make him wear silk panties while I slap him on the ass. My lover often misses a spot, then gives me a bit of lip, knowing he'll be chained to the rack and subjected to the whip. But in the end, my house is clean. He serves my coffee fresh and hot, feeds me cheese and olives, wines and dines with food divine, meets my erotic needs with all that he has got. So come to me, dream lover, with that thick hair upon your thighs, and we will dance all bold and crass to the sensual music of our enamored cries. End poem.
That's so good. Oh, I was really with it all the way through until we get to that last stanza, and I went, ooh. So come to me, dream lover, with that thick hair upon your thighs. That was, I didn't even realize that was something I didn't like. It's so cool. Oh, my goodness. So many stanzas. My dream lover often gives me attitude with sass, knowing I will make him wear silk panties while I slap him on the ass. Oh, so good. Oh, I really enjoyed that. That was real fun. Ah, so, and that picture. Where did you get that? Look at him.
You know what I did is I Googled men in French maid costumes. And I came across that one, and I thought, oh, man, that'll make for a fun write.
Oh, definitely. And he looks so proud of himself. Look at him. Look at me. Sexy. Look at me. Sexy or what? let me tickle your knickknacks. I like that. So good. Oh, thank you. I really needed that. I really did. Oh, my goodness me. That's so cool. You need to write a lot more of these. I love it. Oh.
I figured you'd get a kick out of that.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, that's my sense of humor. Definitely my sense of humor. Thank you so much for that. That's cool. Oh, I'm still looking at him. I'm thinking, what are you looking so smug about, mate?
He really does look smug and confident, doesn't he?
Oh.
And he looks like the type of guy I would know. You know, like, he looks like your typical Wisconsin, like, Midwest man. Except for in Wisconsin, when, you know, they'd be, like, out on a boat fishing with their shirt off, you know, or
yeah.
something like that, or bowling, or, you know, drinking beers with the buddies.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. he reminds me of lots of bikers that I know. That's the way they look. Not the French maids, but the hair and the look. They come along and they take their helmets off and the hair goes everywhere. Oh, it's hilarious. So funny. Men and their motorcycles.
I'm glad you clarified that, though. I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere out there in the world is a French maid biker gang, you know, of guys, but, you know, probably
cool.
not.
No, maybe. It'd be a bit windy.
It would be. There would definitely be quite a updraft.
I think so. You can't be elegant on a bike. I had a pair of leather trousers, and you would think, oh, very nice. Leather trousers stuffed. The knees were stuffed with plastic bags and sewn in so that it gave you that protection, because your knees are always bent, and the wind against your knees can be quite sore if you've got, like, bad joints. That's why I used to do it for everybody. I used to sew them a patch inside their trousers with a black plastic bag to protect them. Good fun. Good fun.
That's good thinking. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I have to say, this has been a great show tonight. Thank you so much, Kate, for co-hosting with me. You know, we had such a wonderful lineup of poetry tonight. And as always, you're great fun to hang out with. A shout out to our beloved Naomi. I hope she feels better soon. Thank you to Jenny, Stelina, and Wasted Time 420 for hanging on the board. We appreciate you all. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Join us in 30 minutes as we headline the poetry of Jenny Hunt and Gavin Brenner. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing, Kate?
I just want to say how much I've enjoyed the show. It's great fun. It was really, and the writing was fabulous, as usual. So thank you to everybody who sent in their poetry. I do have to apologize for me being a little bit skitty. I do try to be more organized, but I tend not to be. So I do apologize for that. I will get better as time goes on if I'm still allowed back. So thank you. And thank you, Pam. I really enjoyed myself. And I loved your poetry. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And have a good morning.
I will. 5 o'clock in the morning. Wonderful time. So I'll say good night.